Thank you for calling customer care. This is Erica. May I please have the email address associated with the account you're calling about today?
Yeah, hold on just a second. I was actually just trying to type it. I have a broken hand, and my right hand, and so this exercise is not as easy as it could
I'm
be.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. bthompson@aol.com. Okay.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, it's B.
B as in boy?
Uh-huh. Thompson, mm-hmm. T-H-O-M-P, as in Paul, mm-hmm. S-O-N,
mm-hmm.
7771 at AOL.com.
All right. Thank you so much, ma'am. I have located an account with that email address. May I please have the first and last name on the account?
Mm-hmm. Well, my first name is Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N.
Yes, ma'am. I have located it. Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's Sharon Thompson. Sorry.
Correct.
Yes, ma'am. The account that I have located is with propertyrecord.com, but it does look like that account has been canceled with a cancellation number of 334-7582, and there were
As
four...
in within the last minute or two or 5 minutes or something like that?
This was done on March 16th of this month, and there were four refunds of $18.95 for this account.
Huh. Okay, so, but I didn't request those, but that might not matter. The only reason I say that is I was really looking for something regarding my property, and then I saw this, and I said, well, you know what, I'm just going to do that. I didn't realize it was so hard, and typing it wasn't easy. But, well, I don't have the faintest idea who did that, so I'm sure you're not able to say.
No,
it
ma'am.
Said it was confidential. That's okay. So does that mean that I can't ask for myself because you don't know who
asked
for it or something?
No, you can ask. It's but I do want you to just so you know. Hold on 1 second.
This page has expired, and I tried to click continue, but it didn't seem like it did anything. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
No, it's okay. And could I ask specifically what you're looking for regarding your property?
Well, It actually, it's a lot of things. We have like 20 acres, and I have one son still living, and my husband has two.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just checking to see, I mean, not that we're going anyplace anytime soon, but
mm-hmm.
I just thought, I was looking for something else. I'm trying to fill out my tax return, to be honest. And I needed some information that I didn't have, and it said if you... You could look on this site and find anything you wanted. It was just harder for me to do it because I was too slow and they didn't like that, and I can't type very well with my left hand. So I was going to try to get property taxes. We own some property in Daytona.
Yes,
so
yeah,
I was
we
trying
wouldn't...
to get...
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I know you didn't, but there were some other sites on there that offered you that, you know, that you could find out that information. If that's, I thought you were starting to say we don't do that. Is that?
Yes, ma'am. We don't offer property tax information.
Well, the reason I was just in that vicinity, and then I tried to get that, and that didn't seem to go anyplace. And I was like, oh well. And then I ran across this other site, and I said, well, you know what? Years ago, I got. It's a long story. It doesn't really matter. I said, well, yeah, I've never done this before. I think I'll just do it. And that's where I landed up. But typing, I took too long, and like one page expired, and I had to start over again because, like I say, I broke my hand as well as my fingers.
Oh, gosh. So, I'm so sorry about that.
It's harder to type than you can only type. You can only use your left hand. So... Anyways, I was just looking for some information on the property. I would like to hope that we would sell it eventually. We're both in our 70s, so I was
mm-hmm.
thinking that would be a good idea. And then that was really the kind of the main thing. And about 7 or 8 months ago, I mean, I guess I'm just telling you these things. We have a friend that's in real estate, and he came and did an appraisal on our house and the property. And I told Bert, I said, I really think that was a low appraisal, since everybody else, you know, seems to be much higher, like around us. And so that's that's kind of the end of my story. I was just being curious, I guess.
Yes,
years ago, I ran a business for about 39 years, and I had to do a police report, and you had to get, I forgot what else it was called. But anyways, and it was funny because I was like 19 years old, and nothing, of course, turned up, and it never has since then. But I was like, I would just be interested in knowing what it said. So it was curiosity. I was tired of doing taxes, and so
yes, ma'am.
That's that. So, but the bottom line is that I really can't do that. Is
no,
that
ma'am. But you
can
go for property tax information. You can go to your local or the county that the property is located in. You can go to the property tax assessor for that information.
Okay, I did try that, and I don't know why I didn't get, and then the time ran out and so forth. So, okay, so if I ever wanted to try this again, how would I do that, or could I do that?
Not for property taxes.
No. For the original information, I went into your...
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm not sure if you would be able to, because you have a canceled account with us from this year, and
stop. You said I have a canceled account? I've never seen this until. So you're saying, and I do remember you saying that somebody else or someone did the same thing in March?
Well, it was done back in July, on the 4th of July. Let's see here. There was a
March.
No. It was canceled and refunded in March. That is what that was.
I guess this is confidential. I'm sorry about
interrupting,
but I can
tell you.
I'm trying to understand. So it's confidential that people do this and...
No, ma'am. It's not confidential. The property that was researched was 406 Airport Road in Ormond Beach, Florida.
32174. Yeah, that's my address.
I know, 406 Airport Road. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. It's 20 acres, but we still only have the one number address.
Yes, ma'am. So there was a property search done on that. I don't know who did it. It's under the name Sharon Thompson with the email address that you gave me. It was canceled and refunded in March. And because I think with the way our system works is once an account is canceled, the email address on that account can't be used again. You would have to use another email address. But you could do it. You would just have to use another email address.
Okay, so somebody acted like they were me, but used my email address. I have a good guess who that was, but I don't know why. And then I don't know why they did it in July and canceled and wanted their money back. I mean, it didn't seem like it was a ton of money anyways. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I was just going to say it's a $1 deposit for our $18.95 volume discount package, which gets you 19 report credits per month.
Okay, but I can't do that because I can't use my email address.
No, ma'am, you would have to use another email address. I'm sorry about that.
Well, that's okay, except that unless I let my daughter-in-law do it.
You could do that.
Okay, but this is just... But can you tell me, and you might not be able to, the person that asked for this report in July and then wanted their money back in March or whatever you said, Go ahead. Sorry.
No, ma'am. The only every this is what all I can see is the name is Sharon Thompson. The email address is bthompson7771@aol.com.
Okay, so it is the same person, or at least, I mean, there are other Sharon Thompsons, but I have a middle name and I have a social security number and so forth, so I know that I could identify myself as me, but it just said, it used the same email address, and that's odd, so that's why I know it was my husband, because there's nobody else around that could do it.
Yes, ma'am. But yeah, that is, but if you use like your husband's email address or your daughter-in-law's email address, you would be able to pull those records that you're looking for.
Okay. My husband's address is the same as mine. Actually, it was mine to begin with.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I don't know what he was up to, but I guess he didn't find out much either. And I was just doing it out of curiosity because I was sick of doing taxes. Huh. Okay. So, I wanted to change. The man only said 80,000, or no, 800,000. That did my appraisal.
Yes, ma'am.
And I knew that a house down the street sold, and I know he sold more, and I had more property. So when I was in here, and I was not having any luck with, because I couldn't type fast enough, so they canceled me. Or at least that's what I thought they did. Anyways, I thought, well, oh, maybe I'll just go and see what, you know, your records had as a good, you know, price or estimate.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyways, I'm sure you have other things to do than to listen to me, but I appreciate your telling me some of that stuff. Anyways, again, I appreciate it, and I'll let you go back to see if you could help somebody else.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer care. You have a great rest of your day.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Goodbye.